So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ngela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kumabasa 2032 ngukhipu Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulwe ngokukhandwa ngamathe nokutshiswa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba le nto iye yathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents.
Zebe ndlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokithini e-Deep Sloot kwele South Africa.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo, bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezigeneyo. Sizalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulewe ngokukhandwa ngamathe nokutshiswa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya koBulawayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Uthi uzokhumalo zipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
UMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu ongumzala kamuyi uNyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebesenza amalungiselelo okugcina andubani abalubhekise ekhaya. Amalunga emuli abekuthene endaweni esijeneyo eGoli lamuhla kuqoqa imali kanye lokulungisa uhambo. UNdlovu uthi ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibaxhumanisele nenkampani yemingcwabo iZororo Phumlani esihle yathembisa ukuthwala umngcwabo wonke kungelahlawulo. Kodwa-ke uNdlovu uthi lokhu beludinga olunye usizo.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba le nto iye yathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents. So if besingathola nje ibus okanye amabhasi ukuze abantu abafisa ukuhamba mhlawumbe imali zingekho babekwazi ukuthi bangene kulawo mabhasi sihambe siyefihla omunye wethu.
UNdlovu uthi njengemuli basasephakathi kokuqoqa ilanga uzaqhutshwa ngayo umhlangano wenduduzo kamoyi. Lobanje bekhangelele ukuthi bazalubhekisa ekhaya kuyona le iviki uthi ilanga lohambo alikaziwa. Umfowabo kamuyi uMnumzana Godnoz Nyathi uthi ikhosikazi likamuyi uNomsa Chuma ulokhu ephakathi kobuhlungu obukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Hayi, usisi ukukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo. Uyehluleka nokukhuluma ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4, abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana sitshonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini.
Umgcini ngcebo webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Future Msebele laye obekhona kumhlangano namhlanje uthi imva kaNyathi ithinte zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Yebo, akusibo bodwa abafeleyo, isizwe sonke sifele, siZimbabwe sonke sifele. Singuzaphu siyadana kakhulu ukuthi umuntu engafa ngale ndlela.
Imuli ithi imilayezo ebivela kunhlelo zokuxhumana isithi lamhlanje lilanga lomthandazo wenduduzo kamuyi bekungasoqiniso, ngakho uZulu ufuze alinde isimemezelo semuli ngalolu daba. Imuli ikhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi bonke abafuna ukusiza kumbe ukuqoqela imuli kamuyi usizo baqale bathintane lemuli ukuze kuhleleke konke. Ngosenjalo amapholisa athi obulele uNyathi ulokhu engakatholakali lanamhlanje. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ngosenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDeep Sloot bathi sebedlela evalweni kulandela ukubulawa kukaElvis Nyathi elokitshini leli. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Khanyisani Sibanda.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo, bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le kungakhona manje. Ejikubuhlungu ngoba uMnumzana uNyathi ufele amafufu njengegundwana ufele nje iqale kungelone lakhe
usibanda uthi
so mina engicabangayo bakithi ngicabanga ukuthi kuhle ukuthi siye vodani ekhaya ngoba ukuthi singathi siyabuyela nje ekhaya yikuyo kulawa indlala ngoba akukho esizafika sikwenza kula msebenzi ekhaya ngiyacela bakithi asizameni ngiyazi zonke indlela ngiyazi kunzima kakhulu vele ukuthi singathi sithi siyaphomhamba sithi siyavota ekhaya
omunye njalo umnumzana Petrus Inkomo
ubulewe ngesihluku umfowethu into engingayicelisa mina kubafowethu kakhulu nabodade wethu abalapha eSouth Africa kakhulu eDeep Sloot endaweni yaseDeep Sloot hayi ngempela iyimbi indaba eyenzakele ku-Elvis ngoba u-Elvis bamlande endlini ukukathi kathi vele abafowethu bona ngempela mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot nami ngumhlali wakhona omunye wakhona hayi abafowethu besebezenzela kakhulu umathanda ngempela kwasenesikhathi singabasola abantu be-South Africa City bona yebo banayo le ingqondo ye-xenophobic kodwa okunye nathi kakhulu sisuke sikhululeke kakhulu uma sihambile sithi uma sifikile ezweni labantu sesiyazenzela umathanda ukanti ke umuntu uma efikile endaweni yabantu eyisivakashi kufanele aziphathe alandele umthetho ngoba indlela ediyenze ngakhona mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot ngiyababona abafana bakithi abaningi kakhulu ebugebengini le nto eyinye abayikhulumayo liyiqiniso ngempela ukuthi nabo abantu sebekhathele ngathi ukuthi okunye kufanele siziphathe kahle
unkomo uphinde wathi
kodwa eka ndaba ka-Elvis nyathi yona ibe buhlungu ngoba u-Elvis bamlande esendlini yakhe ezihlalele nabantu bakhe hayi indaba ebuhlungu mpela leyo iyasizwisa ubuhlungu nathi kodwa okunye okuningi asike sithini masifikile sizivakathi siziphathe kahle endaweni yabantu ngoba bona abantu vele bona sebekhathaze ukuthi sesibaningi kakhulu plaza njalo futhi abantu bakithi baziphethe kabi
sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Moses Ndlovu
ngendlela engibone u-Aaron Mthwaledi no-Policy Minister ubheke icele bakhuluma khona abalungisi udaba lolu ukubana abantu bahlalisane ngokuthula khanya ngani bona ngokwabo boyithuba nolaka ngalokho okwenzakalayo vele abasafuni abantu baseZimbabwe ngoba le ndlela u-minister we-Home Affairs ayenza ngakhona akasafuni nokurenewa incwadi zabo ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle lapha bahlale nje bebenamalungelo okuhlala eMzansi yena akasafuni vele ngendlela awubeka ngakhona ukuthi is not renewing ama-permit abo
kuyakhala kakhulu uNdlovu
uminister wamapholisa naye ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona uhle ubona ukuthi hayi naye uhambisana nalabo abantu babulele ubhuti lo waseZimbabwe kumele kulungisiswe ungabi uthi yena upolice minister abe naye uyaguguzela ukubana abantu vele ngoba kufe umuntu oyi-1 siyazi ukuthi bayabulala abantu ukuthi kubulawa ngabeZimbabwe kumbe kubulawa umuntu wakuphi obulala asikwazi akunabufakazi ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babuleleyo kumbe ngabakuphi kodwa wena uma kuthiwa kubulawa abantu abafileyo uyabika nje ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele ubani bani kodwa namalokali nabo sikhona esibaziyo abayenza ukuganga kodwa ngeke umkhombe umuntu uthi nangu umbani wenza ukuganga lapha
kulabanye abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala e-Deep Sloot abathi sokuzalele ingwe elokuthini leli kasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwale South Africa kodwa osakhulayo uDabang Molefe okubandla le-African National Congress ohlala e-Deep Sloot uthi bonke abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokuthini leli kumele bephume bephele umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Anderson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezitshiyeneyo ebonga ukuba uZulu wavotela abakubandla lakhe kukhetho lwama-by elections olwenziwe mhla ka-26 Mbimbitho namhla ubesemaswingo sixoxe lomnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziba okubandla leli ngemihlangano kaJamisa
namuhla sisemaswingo izolo besise kwamtuthu ziyathunqa lapho umongameli advocate Nelson Chamisa ubehlangana lama-citizens champion ukubana sibonisane ngodaba lokubana sihamba njani ukuya phambili lokubonga abantu bakobulawayo siyakubonga umthwakazi omhle ngokusivotela kakhulu kuma-by-election sobezisa zisa abantu bethu abalenjongo yokuhamba lathi kuya phambili kubana sisebenza njani njalo sizayenza njani ngendaba yokubana ontanga berejesi ukuvota ngendaba yokubana ke itarget yethu kobulawayo isuke kuhola elikumore than 100,000 sefika ku-300,000. Sizahamba njani ngendaba yokubana ke amakandidates ethu labo member of parliament bethu labo councillors siyasebenza njani? Yilo hlelo esihamba ngalo lokulungiselela ukubana emaphandleni siyahamba njani ngenxa yokuthi ubulawayo useduze le-March North, useduze le-March South. So kufanele kube lo hlelo lokubana siyahamba njani ngapha emashingo esikhona namhlanje. Indaba yethu kubana inguquko ifike njani emashingo emaphandleni.
Lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba okubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bexoxa lo Blessing Zulu esemaswingo. Kwezemaphandleni namhla sisesigabeni sebulilima East esixoxa khona lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ngokubhalisela ukuvota.
Phezu kohlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu, uhlelo lokugqugquzela abantu ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023. Sigqugquzela ikakhulu abatsha. Abatsha sinanzelele ukuthi ngobuningi babo especially emakhaya abazali bebengakunanzeleli ukuthi nxa bebashiya emakhaya bona be-attenda inhlelo ezijijeneyo, inhlelo ezifana nokuyabhalisela ukuvota, abantwana labo kuqakathekile ukuthi batholakale bebhalisile. So kalesi sibhizi sikhuthaza abazali ukuthi bengashiyi abantwababo njalo ekhaya bebe lesiqiniseko sokuthi abantwana babo bonke asebekwanisile iminyaka yokubana sebelelungelo lokuvota bangabi ngendlela yokuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota. Kumele bamake sure ukuthi wonke umntwana ohlala layo ubhalisile ukuvota njalo uza kuvota.
Kuqakatheke kanganani Mpofu ukubhalisela ukuvota?
Ukhetho luka-2023 loluzayo olukhetho oluqakathekileyo esikhangeleleyo ukuthi yilo oluzatshintsha impilo zabantu, yilo oluzaguqula ikusasa yabatsha kwabazibone ukuthi labo bakhula bephumelela. Ngokunjalo abatsha bakubone kuqakathekile lokho ikakhulu kulalabo abanye ade besithi khona izinto kazitshintshi. Kumele bakubone ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Abantu kabakuthathe ngayo naleyo ndlela basukume sibhalisele ukuvota njalo sisukume ngelanga lokuyavota siyevota ngobuningi kungabi lo muntu osalele emuva.
Sima lapha kuhlelo lwezamaphandleni besixoxa lomnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala esigabeni sebulilima East esabelweni seMathebeleni South. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizaziphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi abantu kumele bebaleke kwezinye indawo zelizwe lapho ibutho lakwele Russia eselihlasela khona izindlu zikaZulu lezinye indawo mahlayana. Iziphathamandla ze-Luhansk, eDnipro lezinye zithi ibutho lakwele Russia selibhomba izikolo, izibhedlela, izindlu zabantu okwesabekayo. I-Associated Press ithi lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele-Russia libhombe isilindo sikaloliwe kwelinye idolobho ngolwesihlanu zabulala abantu bedlula amathumi amahlanu 52. Umnumzana Boris Johnson wakwele Britane uwethelekelele umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky izolo uthi akulunganga okwenziwa ngele Russia. Ibutho lakwele Russia selibulele abantu abaningi okumangalisayo kwele Ukraine. UJohnson uphinde wathi wazadingela ele Ukraine izikhali zokulwisana lelizwe lakwele Russia. I-Reuters ibika ukuba owayengumongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthi kumele kususwe umtshutshisi ophethe udaba lwakhe lokuthi wenza ubukhohlakali ekuthengisweni kwezikhali esesesikhundleni. Inhlanganiso ye-Jacob Zuma Foundation ithi izozama ngamandla wonke ukuba kususwe umnumzana Philip Downer abathi wethulela entshatheni zindaba imfihlo ngodaba lolu. Udaba lukaZuma lusemthithandaza. Lokusikhathi sezamasiko.
Namasiko.
Ukhelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke namhla sixoxa ngokuqoma lokukhonywa. Asakwazi na amajaha ukuphosa amazwi njengakudala. Sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mbosongwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Siyakwamukela kumhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Izintombi zakudala zazishelwa ngobuciko, zaziqonyiswa noma zazikhonjiswa ngobuciko babuduke nabalaleli. Kwakuwukuthi nje insizwa mayilawa amagama amnandi. Kwakuthi nje intombi phela ezakudala kwakungelula nje ukuthi uyithole, kwakufanele umuntu azalinde mhlawumbe zizaphuma ziyokukha amanzi okanye ziye enkunini. Ukhombise nje umusa lokuyinakekela njengokuthi ma khona phana sezikha amanzi uncedise ekutheni zikhelela amanzi, ngoba ezakudala kukhona ezazisikha emthonjeni, kukhona ezazisikha wazofika futhi nazo lezi zikotsho lezi abanye bathi izibhorane. Ufike nje lawo la uncedise ukukotshoza laphana amanzi aphuma, ubenze nje baze bakujwayele kakhulu yona yakho leyo vele uyabe uyithagethile. Kuzathi nxa sekuhanjwa-ke laphana lawo suzoyikhapha lihambisane, suzaqala nawe ukuyitshela ukuthi heyi uyazi nawe awazi ukuthi uzwani ngayo ngempela, nxa umkhangele uzutshaywa lovala awazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalani, kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi ngempela igcine esengumama wabantu abakumbe osengunkosikazi wakho. Yikho lapho nawe uzoqala khona ukumuzwa ukuze umfula ngogodo ukuthi uthini.
Siyakuzwa Ngwenya, kodwa ke babevuma yini khonapho abakudala?
Vele imvamisa ukuthi okokuqala uzaqala ngempela hayi ahlanye kakhulu kwesinye isikhathi khona lokho oyabe ukuthile kugcine kudala ukuthi ubungane benu bungabi buhle kwesinye isikhathi ngempela abesethanda ukuthi akuxwaye. Kodwa ke ngokuphikelela lokusenza njalo umkhombisi ukuthi unothando kuye, usebenzisa wona amagama okumncoma umuhle, njalo ulesimilo futhi ke wena umuzwa ngaphakathi inhliziyo yakho nje mawuke wacabanga ngaye uvela ushaya lovalo ngalendlela lawo ekumangalisa ukuthi ngempela ngabe kwenzakalani ngaye. Yilokho nje okwenza ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ke la egcine sekubonela ukuthi hayi uyangithanda lobhuti ngempela. Kodwa ke zazingasheshi izivume ezakudala ngempela, kwakuthatha isikhathi. Ezinye izisizo zazishela kuze kuyephela umnyaka ngempela, kwesinye isikhathi kusiya kufika ku-2 years elokho engakathandwa. Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi noma ekuthanda umuntu akona yabe engakutsheli, kodwa ngokuphikelela la ukhombisa ukuzimisela ogcina unqobile.
Gqiba udaba lethu lwanamhlanje Ngwenya.
Hawo kwalezi insuku hawo abafana nje namantombazana akhona sokuyilokho nje ukuthi sekutshintshile izinto seziguqukile lawe, azikhangelela ezinye izinto ekungezona ezazikhangelelwa kudala. Kwakusiba yikho phela ukuthi sokusiba yikho phela ukuthi umuntu wakho uyakhangela ukuthi yini azoyithola kuwe, nxa ethandana nawe, wena kuyiphi level nxa ngakwiza ngolimi lwamanje. So akusafani nakudala lapho kwakutholakala ukuthi intombi yayimthanda ngempela umuntu ngisho ngalalutho, noma nje abazali babebuye bekhangele nxa mhlawumbe leyo nsizo sizocela umlilo ukuthi-ke ungabe uzala umzini onjani. Ukhangelwa phela nasesibayeni lapho ukuthi ngabe zikhona izinkomo, yilabo ohamba uhamba kube le nkinga. Kodwa uthola ukuthi bona ngempela babe sebethandana intombi inqotshiwe ngamagama nje fo kungekho lutho.
Siqhuba lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Mbosongwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko senziwe manje lo baba mkhulu babe lobola.
Sibe sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli komo.
Kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamile nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi uVusani Sibanda.
Sibonge baba, sibonge lakubalaleli. Siyothola incwadi yethu kuDeuteronomy 18:18 lithi iBhayibhile, mina uNkulunkulu ngizophakamisa umprofeti ngiso leso sizwe kini ofana nani okhuluma ilanguage yenu, ngizofaka amazwi ami kuye. Lokho zabe kukhuluma yimi uNkulunkulu ezabe ukhuluma naleso sizwe. Bantu bakithi bahle, masibheka izizwe esifana lamajuda, sibona amajuda epowerful. Why epowerful? Basahamba indlela zokhokho babo. 1, 2, uNkulunkulu uzambulile kwa prophets bakho oDavid basabambelele kule zandla zokhokho babo bayayazi identity yabo. That's why be powerful. Sibona ama Arabs ba powerful bekodubhayi bazahamba ngendlela zabaprofethi babo uMuhammad basamhlonipha namhlanje. Umprofethi babo yindlela ezibaxhumanisa nesiko labo basabambelele kwisiko labo. That's why sibabona be powerful abalahlanga indlela zabo zokuphila. Sibheke ama-Afrika namhlanje. Is Africa isizwe. Africa is a country that divided ngabamhlophe. Bheka ama-Afrika silahlile indlela zethu zokuphila. Silahlile ama-traditions ethu. Salahla ama-cultures ethu. Salahla spirituality ethu. That's why isizwe singena identity. That's why sinje. Ma ubuka emuva le u-Africa uyade powerful. Ikezimalini kuphi yibade be-powerful. Ngoba babesahamba ngendlela behlonipha indlela abaprofethi babo. Daswa uNkulunkulu bezambula. Daswa uNkulunkulu bebavelela. UNkulunkulu vele esizweni ngomuntu. Kuba khona lo omkhethile. Uma singakamboni lo okhethwe ngumdala ukuthi azosikhokhela, kusesenzima abantu bakithi. Kumele size simbone, simthole lo okhethiwe ukuthi asikhokhele. Lo ozobephiwe ukuthi asixhumanise. Lama traditions ethu, amasiko ethu. Uthi uPaul isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile. Nkulunkulu silahlele leso sizwe. Siyisizwe namhlanje asizazi ukuthi sime kuphi. Siyakuzana ukuthi manje makunje yifuka. Siyisizwe nje ngemvula kayinethi kunje kunje. Isidalwa sezwe sisilahlele. Ngoba silahlile i-identity yethu. Identity yethu, spirituality yethu, ama traditions ethu, ama cultures ethu. Sisizwe nje but masibona lezo zinhlanga eziphowerful indlela ezikhonza ngayo indlela yazo zibaxhumanisa la masiko abo thini Africa indlela esikhonza sihlibiza amasiko ethu demonic. That's why siyilaba abantu abanje uNkulunkulu wezulu akasehlukanisile sithi isiko lidalwe ngumdali yokuthi-ke yindlela axhumana nayo ngathi isiko yindlela asidentifya ngayo sonke sizinhlanga sidalwe uNkulunkulu. But amasiko sihlukene, asifani ngamasiko, asifani Arabs sibala amasiko abo, Judaism bala amasiko abo, inkolo zabo sihambisana namasiko abo. Thina silahlela ukuthi amasiko sawabiza amademoni, sidemonize everything yethu thina abantu abamnyama. That's why sithi, that's why kumnyama emuva laphambili. Sibonge fihlo yezulu, fihlo ehlambulukile, fihlo yamandla, sixolele mdali besithi siyakwazi khathi sikakakwazi. Sibuyisele kwindlela zokhokho. Sivula amehlo dali. Simbone lo thunywe nguwe. Siveze impawu zalo thunywe nguwe. Ozosixhumanisa lemvelaphi zethu. Asixhumanise la masiko ethu. Yikho siyokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nawe ndala. Siyakhuleka kuwe mfihlo yokhanya. Sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo ungadinwa lokusasa. Kuzabatsha namhla silabatsha abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa.
Sibanibonani kuvele kustudio 7 yokukhulumayo uJustin Ncube sibonge ekhaya ngibuya ePlantry Kondolwane. Mina ngikhuluma ngale ndaba yokubulawa kwalo mfowethu kule district LVC. Wathi uLVC Elvis van Elvis Mnyati ukuthi bantu makube isibonelo sesihlupheke kwenela kuleli lizwe la bantu abasasifuni ngcono sibashiyeni sihambe nathi siyovuswa kungokwethu because ukuhlala sibaleka senza ngeke kusize lutho and nathi sinje sike siyekene i tribalist okukhethululana thina esiyamashona amaNdebele akusizi ngalutho lokho ngoba kuyasihlephekisa wethu ngeke kusiyakhe futhi and ngeke kusivusele ilizwe lokhana okuzosivusele ilizwe nje ukuthi sibambaneni silethele ushintshe elizweni lethu siyekene ukuhlupheka kuhloko sihlala siphephela kwamanye amazwe njengamanje sokuhlala sihamba sigijima sisaba ukuthi sizobulawa noma yinini. So ngiyabona ukuthi into yakhona ayikho right kubuhlungu impela lokhu okuvezwe okwenzakele kumfowethu laphana uElvis Nyathi sikhala kanye nomdeni sikhala kanye nawo bonke nibe ngiqhuqhuzela bengithi abantu bafowethu nabodadewethu asihambe nikithi siyovota asihambe siyovusikiza ithi akekho umuntu ozosivusela ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kokuthi sizivusele thina. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lami Edson Ndlovu. Okay, ngithanda ukududuza lo mdeni wakumfowethu lo odlula emhlabeni. Ngithanda ukuthi dudu kuwo abaduduzeke naye futhi umfowethu ngithi alale ngoxolo alale ngokuthula eyi phethele ingihlile mani eyi kubuhlungu lento yenzakale kuye kakhulu ibuhlungu kabi lento le singamaZimbabwe lathi eyi siyabuza ubuhlungu umfowethu ukuthi ayenze ngaleyo ndlela lapho njalo futhi kungumuntu ozizamela ngasomuntu oganga so eyi kunzima bakithi kunzima kuphinde kuqhuqhuzele abantu ukuthi eyi abantu bakithi nesitila athi asizameleni ukusukuma ubuningi bethu siye vote ikhazama ukuthi silungisele ilizwe lakithi ngoba manje bukani manje siyachiswa njengezinyamaza kwamanye amazwe ngoba eyi kunzima abasithandi ukusithanda so eyi asizame nanto bathi ukuthi sizame ukulungisa indawo yakithi mpela eyi.
Igama lami ngumelusi wabongani wakwadube. Indaba engiyishoyo ngokushona kamfowethu uElvis kusazoba nzima zihlobo zami mina kusiya ngami ngani abantu siyabuyela ekhaya abanabantwana babaleke babuyele ekhaya and abase-deep sloot besuke kuliyayidawo and ngokuhamba kwesikhathi vele le into izangena kuwo wonke amalokishi so abantu ngithi ukuthi bathathe ezabo impahla bahambe ma usonechance noma ukho e-deep sloot noma usedebheni noma ukuphi thumela impahla zakho ozibonayo ukuthi ungazisebenzisa ekhaya zihambe nawe usuyadinga imali ubusiyalandela siyakwazi isimo sibi kodwa kuthanda ukuba lukhoni izihlobo zami mangisho nje ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe wonke ukuza phephe ukuthi nje aphindele ekhaya ayahlala phansi ahlanganise amathamba angqondo abeseyo ubona ukuthi angenza kanjani bangabe kuthule futhi kuwukuthi bafuna ukubuya back akunankinga indlela babe sebeyazi kodwa kwamanje kusazokuba kubi kusazokuba kubi asizameni izihlobo zami mangabe unabantwana unempahla thatha nje usale lebhulukwe elilodwa.
Ibizo lami nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngithanda ukunibingelela ngokuzehlisa maZimbabwe amahle ngithi mina dudu kwabalahlekelwe izihlobo zonke zakonyathi kanye nabangani sithi lala ngokuthula mfowethu ulale ngoxolo uNkulunkulu khona uzokugcinela ingane zakho ukugcinela umndeni wakho phinde ngithi mina kumaZimbabwe wonke nje jikelela khona kwelizweni leSouth Africa nasese nalabo abasezweni laseZimbabwe bengicela ukuthi sihlanganise namakhanda sibe bantu banye sincedisane ngalesimo esibhekane naso. Mina ngesingami ngumuntu olungele ukuze ekhaya ngilethwa ilendlela esingakhona iSouth Africa sijikela umakhelwane ngibuye ngithi mina ezakhamizini zonke noma ngithi izizalwane zonke zaseZimbabwe isicele nginaso ningalwi nabantu ningalwi namunye wase South Africa
laba ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa singakagqibi kuhlelo lwalamhlanje wathi sihlangile ezinye ebesilazo imuli ka Elvis Nyathi obuleyo ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuthizwa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu. Sebedlala evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elukijini le-Deep Sloot kwele South Africa. Umkhokeli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngokhiphi sidube.